In Greek mythology, Artemis is the goddess of the hunt, patron of hunters and wildlife. In ancient art, she is depicted as a huntress carrying a bow and arrow, accompanied by a stag or a hunting dog. Artemis is also the name given to an alliance of 10 women from 6 western states, including Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, who are fighting for a voice in the fishing, angling, and conservation communities.
There are all these sort of get out there, boots on the ground, sportswomen who are hunters, anglers, conservationists, teachers, and people that are willing to stand up and talk.
That's Artemis coordinator and founding member Jesse Johnson.
Very often we see that conservation groups and, you know, basically anything that's hunting and angling related is often marketed to men first. And I think that leaves out a really important voice and an untouched voice as far as conservation work.
During her 7 years as an archer, she began to feel a real connection to the public lands she hunted on.
When you're out there and when you've built a relationship with an animal and you've put a ton of work in and you've practiced, you really become sort of part of the ecology of the place and you see where you fit in a little more.
This is what first led her to realize the importance of conservation.
This is dwindling and this is precious and this is something we can't lose.
Johnson knows many women who are active members and mentors in their hunting and angling communities. 1 in 5 hunters are women, and women are about 25% of the nation's anglers. But proportionally, she adds, there are too few women in wildlife leadership positions. As Artemis continues to grow, they have the potential for national growth and are seeking to recruit women and men living in Utah.
Anybody can be interested. You don't even have to be a woman. You can be a supporter and be a man. You know, it's just people that are wanting to see the woman's voice accurately represented and realize that there is an unused conservation army out there in women.
According to Johnson, recent efforts to transfer public land management to the states will be a priority for the group's policy work. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.